This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump was impeached by the House of Representatives Wednesday night, accused of abusing the power of the presidency to benefit himself politically, and then obstructing congressional efforts to investigate his actions. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
He gave us no choice.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened a day-long debate by arguing Democrats were defending democracy against a president who violated the Constitution by abusing his power and obstructing Congress. But the impeachment process divided lawmakers like it divided the nation. Republicans like Arizona's Debbie Lesko argued Democrats are the ones committing abuses, targeting a president they simply don't like.
There is no proof, none, that the president has committed an impeachable offense.
The president himself called the impeachment effort an assault on America. He'll now face a trial in the GOP-led Senate, which is likely to acquit him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump was on stage during the impeachment Wednesday night, speaking at a campaign rally in Michigan. Trump told his supporters that Democrats will pay for their actions at the polls.
They're giving up their honor and they'll receive a big backlash at the box office. When you take a look, that ballot box on November 3rd, I think we're going to have crowds like we've never had.
Only two previous presidents have been impeached. The House in 1998 impeached President Bill Clinton on charges of perjury and obstruction of justice, but the Senate acquitted him. The House impeached President Andrew Johnson in 1868, but he was acquitted by one vote in the Senate. In 1974, President Richard Nixon resigned before the full House could pass articles of impeachment against him. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron is proposing to unify the country's 42 pension schemes into a single plan, which critics say could force millions of employees to work beyond the official retirement age of 62. The government is talking with union leaders, but a deal with the hard left unions does not appear to be imminent. Sources close to Macron said he hopes to strike a deal with more moderate unions, resulting in the weakening of the protest movement. The general strike that is, which has crippled public transportation and hurt businesses, entered its 14th day on Wednesday. Unions have called for another mass protest on Thursday and balked at the possibility of a Christmas truce. The first ever global refugee forum wrapping up in Geneva Wednesday with more than 770 pledges worth billions of dollars in financial and technical material and other assistance in support of millions of refugees and the communities that host them. Lisa Schlein reports from the site of the forum in Geneva.
The biggest single contribution came from the World Bank, which pledged $2.2 billion. This was matched by pledges of more than $3 billion in additional resources by states and $250 million from private corporations. However, the total value of the pledges made at the forum will not be known for some time. This is because many of the contributions come in the form of projects run by corporations, aid agencies, civic, faith-based, and other organizations. Many involve beneficial projects for refugees by creating jobs and livelihoods, enhancing employment for women, educational opportunities for children, pro bono legal services, and the like. A second global refugee forum will take place in 4 years' time. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A federal appeals court rules against the individual mandate and the Obama health care law. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
A panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has upheld a lower court ruling that found the individual mandate part of Obamacare unconstitutional. In a 2-1 ruling, the panel agreed with Texas-based U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor's 2018 finding. O'Connor found the mandate requiring health insurance was rendered unconstitutional when Congress in 2017 reduced a tax on people without insurance to zero. The 5th Circuit panel did not reach a decision on the rest of the Obama health care law. I'm Mike Gracia.
A Philippine court on Thursday found members of a prominent political clan guilty of carrying out the 2009 massacre that left 57 people dead, including 32 media workers. The Manila court, that is, sentenced Andel Ampatuan and several members of his family to life in prison. This is VOA News.